know what that means by now, that theme song. It is time for Out of the Vault with yours truly, Eric Davis, here on a Saturday morning with an hour of rarities, obscurities, imports, live onlys, all kinds of stuff that you may have never heard before or haven't heard here in a while. Start the show off quickly with a thanks to the folks at Wikipedia help me do some of my research, and of course to santafe.com, where we've always got these podcasts. If you have an idea for a show, a song, something that you think fits in with what I'm doing, send me an email, eric@santafe.com, or go find me on Facebook. Let's be friends. Keep listening to the show. So this week is all about twofers. I'm going to play you two different versions of the same song, and we'll see whether or not we'll play the original first, we'll play the cover first. They may both be cover versions, but it'll keep you amused and entertained. Let's start off with one of my favorite bands of the day, Cheap Trick, and their big one, California Man, right here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. You're in Out of the Vault.
Going to a party. Meet me on after school.
We go to a place where the job is really cool.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. We're here with Out of the Vault, two versions of the song California Man. Now, you know California Man is a song by The Move. Now, The Move was originally formed by three guys, Roy Wood, Jeff Lynne, and Bev Bevan, who eventually, now Roy Wood went and formed the band Wizard, and Bev Bevan and Jeff Lynne obviously formed ELO. We'll hear some more Move stuff as the show goes on, not today, but in the future episodes. Now, The Move's version of the song never appeared on one of their studio albums. However, it does appear as a bonus track on the reissue of Message from the Country, and it was later covered by Cheap Trick, which is what you heard at the top of the show. And they included on their 78 album Heaven Tonight, and also released as a single that year as a follow-up to Surrender. Now, that particular version was taken from a promo only greatest hits compilation in 1988, and of course The Move's version of California Man was taken from the 1972 original single. That's an old one. Eric Davis and Out of the Vault. We've still got lots more fun songs ahead. Twofers this week. Stay with me. 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Have you always pictured yourself a guitar virtuoso but never had the time to actually learn how to play? Do you have the moves but not the chops? Well, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe is giving you a chance to show the world that you are a master of the air guitar. That's right, air guitar. Make a video 1 to 3 minutes in length of you playing your hottest air guitar solo. Right now, post that video on YouTube. Fill out the form on our contest page at santafe.com with a link to the video of your awe-inspiring performance. The first 10 people who submit will get a free oil change from Beaver Toyota. For example, your air guitar solo may rock like this. Our distinguished panel of judges here at KBAC will review all the videos, and if yours is voted the best, you'll win a $1,000 gift certificate to Candyman Strings and Things to help you take your playing to the next level. And if you don't have an air guitar, you can pick up one at Candyman in our station lobby at Cowgirl Barbecue or one of the other participating venues in town. Be an air guitar hero with help from your friends at 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
The City of Santa Fe Environmental Service Division encourages you to keep your holiday green by using recycled wrapping paper, shopping at consignment stores, and making gifts from materials that would otherwise be thrown away. When you think about it, even regifting is a form of recycling. Rethinking your waste by reducing, reusing, and recycling is easy and good for the planet. And remember, the city will once again recycle your Christmas trees in January.
He sharpens knives with his wit. His opinion on celebrity chefs, reality cooking shows, and Jerry Springer.
No.
He is the most interesting chef in the world.
I don't always cook Italian, but when I do, I cook at Il Piatto.
Il Piatto, Italian farmhouse kitchen, one block north of the plaza on Marcy Street. Serving dinner 7 nights, lunch 11:30 to 4:30, Monday through Saturday.
Late night happy hour, 9 to 10:30 p.m., every night.
December 6th through 9th, film artists, filmmakers, film lovers, and industry professionals from around the world will be in Santa Fe for the 13th annual Santa Fe Film Festival. This four-day celebration of cinema presents a program of over 60 feature and short films, panels, artists in conversation, nightly parties, and networking events. Tickets available now through TicketsSantaFe.org and at the Lensic box office, 988-1234. For details, including the full schedule of screenings, events, and parties, go to SantaFeFilmFestival.com.
Every day, there are many in our community who wonder where their next meal will come from or how they will feed their children. Bienvenidos Outreach, located at 1511 5th Street in Santa Fe, distributes food and clothing throughout the year to families in need, the elderly, and the homeless. But the demand for help always increases during the holidays. Please donate to Bienvenidos Outreach. Call 986-0583 or visit their website at bienvenidosfoodpantry.org for more information on how you can help. This holiday season, you can make a difference in someone's life.
We all share a common journey. We wanted to serve our country and protect the things we love. But for some of us, coming home was more of a challenge than we expected. In the service, we had each other's backs. But as veterans, it can sometimes feel like we're all alone.
For confidential support, call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838 255.
Chalmers Capital Ford Lincoln says yes during Lincoln's wishlist sales event.
That's the word you want to hear, isn't it?
Then come in and see our newly remodeled dealership.
Find the Lincoln you want and make a wish.
It's really that simple. We want to put you in a new Lincoln and we'll do whatever it takes.
A new 2012 Lincoln MKZ, $34,320 after factory rebates.
A new 2012 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid, $35,490 after factory rebate.
Style, performance, and economy. These are the cars you want.
And we make wishes come true.
No surprises, no hassle, only fair deals from real good people.
The Lincolns of the future are here now. Get yours today.
Make your wish come true in your new Lincoln. Now there's a capital idea.
See you today. Your friends at Chalmers Capital Ford Lincoln in Santa Fe. Real people making a difference.
126-096-127-318 include $4,000 and $3,000 factory rebates respectively. $2,000 dealer discount off MSRP standard MKZ has $500 Lincoln AFS rebate. Offer plus tax, home and license, OAC, and expire 11/30/12.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of all above, now must say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama.
pretty boy. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For we must find the next pretty boy. For if we don't find the next pretty boy, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
There you go. You kind of got an idea where the Doors got the concept for that one. That's called the Alabama Song right here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. On Out of the Vault, we're doing obscurities, rarities, and all kinds of fun. Two versions of each song. So the first one you heard, the Alabama Song, also known as Whiskey Bar Moon Over Alabama or Moon of Alabama, was originally published by Bertolt Brecht in Hauspostil, 1927. It was set to music by Kurt Weill for the 1927 song Spiel Mahogany and used again in Weill and Brecht's 1930 opera Rise and Fall of the City of Mahogany. Now, the lyrics for the Alabama Song are in English, and very idiosyncratic English, as you'd see, and are performed in that language even when the opera is formed in its original German. Now, the English text was made by Brecht's close collaborator, Elizabeth Hauptmann, on the author's behalf, and it dates back to 1925. So when the Doors decided to pull that one out, it was a oldie, oldie, oldie. Their version, the second version that you heard was by David Johansen, and that was taken from the CD September Songs, the music of Kurt Weill. That came out in 97. We've still got lots of twofers coming up. Eric Davis and Out of the Vault, stay with us. Got lots more ahead. Stick around. Having some fun right here, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Hey, I'm Tony McCarty from Kitchen Angels. You're listening to the original, non-corporate, diverse, funky, hand-picked, different, informative, not canned,
KBAC.
This is Radio Free Santa Fe.
Alpine Sports annual holiday sale is taking place now. New Arrival ski equipment 25% off. New Arrival ski clothing 20% off. With last year's models up to 50% off. Kids clothing 20% off. And while you're there, ask about the new youth ski gear trade-in program. Alpine Sports, 121 Sandoval, free parking.
Dallas Cowboys fan club members, QB Sports Bar in Milwaukee is hosting a Cowboys viewing party December 2nd at 5 p.m. Get there early and bring your membership card. You'll get free snacks and VIP seating. The Bud Girls will be there too.
Buddy Bazaar in San Busco Center is shining this season with a unique holiday gift selection ranging from cashmere arm socks, designer iPhone and iPad covers, loungewear, natural soy candles, our Bodhi style specialist to put you in the latest and hottest fashions for a truly fun shopping experience, especially for all the men listening. Finding the right gift for yourself and for your special someone is what we strive for at Bodhi Bazaar. We offer gift cards and complimentary gift wrap, a sign of devotion when she sees the gold box wrapped in violet tulle. This season, be daring. Be Bodhi. Look for us in the San Busco Center.
How about some sustainable gift shopping this holiday season? Local artists, vintage objects, and great screaming deals. You'll find 92 vendors in El Museo Cultural on the rail yard across from Farmers Market. The FLEA is open every weekend during the holidays, Saturdays 8 to 3 and Sundays 9 to 3. Shop Trader Walt's Flea Market, where history, art, fashion, flea, and friends meet. Go to SantaFeFlea.com for more info or see the flea on SantaFe.com, keyword flea.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Use Discover Card, get cash back bonus. Everywhere you shop online, cash back bonus. Not just your everyday cash back bonus, but big fat 5% cash back bonus. Back a bonus.
Get 5% cash back bonus on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores through December. Sign up for 5% cash back at discover.com.
The rebellious part of it is very important.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Because people get too complacent.
Moonshiner for 17 long years, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer, and I go to some hollow and set of my still whiskey don't kill me. Lord, I don't know what will. Friends, where the women they can't follow to see what I spend. God bless them, pretty women. I wish they were mine. Breath as sweet as the dew on the vine. when I'm hungry, let me eat, drink when I'm dry. $2 when I'm hard up. Religion when I die. And the whole world is a bottle. And life is but a dram when the bottle gets empty. But it sure ain't worth a damn.
thought it ain't worth a damn. I've been a moonshiner. I've been a moonshiner.
Yeah, that one was called Moonshiner right here out of the Vault 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Now, this is a folk song which, with some disputed origins. It's believed the song originated in America and then was later made famous in Ireland. But others believe that it was the other way around. The Clancy brothers stated on their recording of it that the song was of Irish origin. But then again, this is disputed. Delia Murphy was singing it in Ireland from the late 30s. But Tex Ritter, famous cowboy movie star, is famous for a song of a similar tune and lyrics by the title of Jack of Diamonds from as early as 1933. Now, Bob Dylan did a version of this on around 1963, and it appears on his bootleg series volumes 1 to 3, Rare and Unreleased. Now, this particular version is by Uncle Tupelo, in case you hadn't known that, from their CD March 16th to 21st, 29th, 1992. Let's see, what is the title of that CD? March 16th to 20th, 1992. Recorded live January 24th, 93, location unknown. You also heard Max Gomez's version of Moonshiner. If you were here around last week, you got to hear Black Friday. I did it in Studio 2 with Max. Got to bring him out on stage the following night at Santa Fe. So his record will be out in January. It's going to be an awesome one. Got a couple more songs to play before we get back into commercials. This is John Fogerty with a song that he wrote back in the day when he broke up Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's called Almost Saturday Night right here on Out of the Vault 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Your host, Eric Davis. Happy Saturday, everybody.
JJ Gray. Hey, this is JJ Gray from JJ Gray and Mofro. JJ Gray and Mofro. You're listening to the original, truly organic 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Radio Free Santa Fe.
Outside my window, I can hear.
Yes, boys and girls, it is almost Saturday night here at 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. You're listening to Out on the Vault. That was two versions of the song Almost Saturday Night. Now, it was written by John Fogerty right on his first solo album after Creedence broke up, and it was released in 1975. The album title actually was John Fogerty. The song describes the hero looking out the window, getting excited about the approaching weekend. We know we all get excited about the approaching weekend. It was also covered by a number of artists, including Dave Edmunds, who also released it as a single to more success than Fogerty ever had with it. This version of Fogerty is taken from his live CD Premonition, but there's a bunch of other versions of that. Dave Edmunds' version, which you also heard, taken from his CD Twang in 1981. This is Eric Davis with Out of the Vault right here. Your rarities, obscurities, and import show, 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, Saturday morning. Fun, lots more still ahead. Stick around.
Get the holiday spirit flowing with Sprite. Stop by your favorite Albertsons and enter to win great prizes. Plus, stock up on the sudden, intense refreshment of Sprite for all the holiday fun. See you soon. Keep listening for locations and times.
Southwest Care Center and the Museum of International Folk Art will be celebrating World AIDS Day on December 2nd with a candlelight ceremony and display of farolitos in the museum's labyrinth from 5 to 6 p.m. Please join us in acknowledging the struggles and successes brought about by the AIDS crisis, and to remember those lost in the fight. On December 2nd, from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Museum of International Folk Art, go to southwestcare.org for more information.
Hi, Charles Schmidt with Enhance. Are your kitchen cabinets looking worn and tired? With Enhance, your cabinets can look great again. With no dust, no mess, no odor, and many jobs completed in just one day, we take the hassle out of wood refinishing. And at a fraction of the cost of replacing or refacing, Enhance can save you thousands. Holidays are quickly approaching and visitors are coming. Let Enhance help make your kitchen something you can be proud of again. Call today for your free in-home consultation, 672-8776. Enhance, for all the wood in your home or business.
Pets are better in black. The Santa Fe Animal Shelter's Black Friday adoption sale continues through November. Adopt any animal with black and get half off your adoption fee. Make this the holiday to remember with a new furry friend. Visit their website at sfhumanesociety.org or stop by the shelter at 100 Caja del Rio Road. Kennel viewing hours are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. The Santa Fe Animal Shelter, where best friends meet.
Lannan Foundation announces a public lecture by Hamid Dabashi, professor of Iranian Studies and Comparative Literature at Columbia University, on Wednesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. at the Lenzig Performing Arts Center. Professor Dabashi will speak about Iran, its history, culture, and politics, followed by a conversation with David Barsamian of Alternative Radio. As Dabashi states, from the closely contested U.S. presidential election to the bloody battlefields of Syria, Iran has remained the critical catalyst of global events that are set to alter the course of contemporary history. What these issues conceal is the defiant will of Iranian people, historically poised to navigate a critical path driven against both domestic tyranny and imperial hubris. Tickets are $6 general, $3 students and seniors, and are now available. Call 988-1234. For more information, go to lannan.org.
That is just eye popping fresh right there, okay?
98.1.
That will make you grind, okay? Make you grind.
Radio Free Santa Fe.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby, we got chicken in the corner. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, baby, shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Oh, let's go.
Come
shake it, baby. Yeah. You can shake it one time for me.
Hit a hit a has to come over, baby. Oh, la, shake it going.
Now let's get real low one time now. Shake it, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kind of stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's when you got it. Yeah. Now let's go one time. Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Ooh, shake it, baby. Come on, baby, shake it, baby, shake it. Come on, love. Oh, lot of shaking going on.
Well, I
Megan from the Last Town Chorus, and you are listening to the original Funky Fresh.
So you don't want Funky Fresh.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
You can't. They say you stand by your man. Tell me something I don't understand. You said you love me, and that's a fact. And then you left me, said you felt trapped. Well, some things you can't explain away, but the heart aches with me till this day. Did you stand by me? No, not at all. Did you stand by me? No way. All the times that we were close, I remember these things the most. I've seen all my dreams come tumbling down. I can't be happy without you around. So alone I keep the wolves at bay. And there's only one thing I can say. You didn't stand by me. No, not at all. You didn't stand by me. No way. You didn't stand by me. No, not at all. You didn't stand by me. No way. You must explain why this must be. Did you lie when you spoke to me? Did you stand by me? A job, but it don't pay. I need no clothes, I need someone to stay. But without all of these things I can do, without your love, I won't make it through. Without your love, I won't make it through. But you don't understand my point of view. I suppose there's nothing I stand by me. No, not at all. You didn't stand by me. No way. You didn't stand by me. No, not at all. You didn't stand by me. No way. You must explain why this must be.
You're listening to the original Radio Free Santa Fe.
KBAC, Las Vegas, Santa Fe.
Boy, that was strong, wasn't it? Annie Lennox doing Train in Vain. Now, you know, Train in Vain is a song by the punk band The Clash, releases a third and final single from their third studio album, London Calling, 1979. Now, the song was not originally listed on the track listing for the album. It appears a hidden track at the end, they had finished the song after they started doing the sleeve artwork, and it was not listed, although its presence was announced as the title and position on the original vinyl and was scratched into the vinyl needle runoff area on the fourth side of the album. Now, when London Calling was released, many fans assumed it was called Stand By Me, but the meaning of the song's title is obscure as the title phrase and cannot really be found in the lyrics. Mick Jones, who wrote most of the song, offered this explanation. The track was like a train rhythm, and there was once again that feeling of being lost. This was taken from the 3 CD collection Clash on Broadway that came out in 1991. Annie Lennox's version was on her CD Medusa, and that came out in 95. Before that, believe it or not, Elton John doing a whole lot of shaking going on all along there with Jerry Lee Lewis before that. This is a song best known for the 1957 rock and roll rockabilly hit by Jerry Lee Lewis, but it was not written by him. The origins of the song are disputed, but the writing is co-credited to singer-songwriter Dave Curley Williams and pianist, bandleader, and songwriter James Faye Roy Hall. Now, March 21st, 1955, Big Maybell, of all people, made the first recording for OK Records, which was produced by Quincy Jones. He's been producing stuff since 1955, believe it or not. A bunch of other people did that. Big Mama Thornton is also listed as a composer, but the latest, greatest, the most recent versions of this all have Sonny David and Dave Williams. Eric Davis wrapping up a version of Out of the Vault for this Saturday, you know, next Saturday, because Jimmy's recent birthday, we're going to do a Jimi Hendrix show, but I'm going to leave you with a couple songs before we head out. This is Glenn Campbell's final album. He's doing a song on it called Grow With Me. Come Grow Old With Me. It was one of the final songs written by John Lennon, recorded by Lennon as a demo in his home in the Dakota Building, 1980, and appeared on his posthumous album, Milk and Honey, in 84. This cut is taken from Glenn Campbell. It is his 60th album, Meet Glenn Campbell, and it was released in 2008. And I'm also going to give you the John Lennon demo version of Grow Old With Me to end the show. Eric Davis, Out of the Vault, back next Saturday, bright and early, 10 a.m. for another one. In the meantime, have a great week. I'll see you then.
hoping that we would, and of course John was still, well, we were both hoping that we'd be on a rocking chair there, you know, those chairs, maybe, and stay for quite a long time together until we could become like trees almost, you know. It didn't happen.
98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Coming up, America's hottest new curse word.